Tableau 10-2. Password B. What has brought us to this point? Setting: Woodrow Wilson, April 2nd, 1917, U.S. Capitol, War Message. As the President stands, preparing himself to speak, he once again wonders to himself, "What has brought me to this point?" He feels helpless, out of control, and yet he has to appear strong and confident. He is the President of the most powerful nation in the world, and his influence and his country's might and military presence will be the deciding factor in this great war. He scans the crowd. They no doubt think. They no doubt will debate whatever he says. He remembers events 3 years ago that brought Europe into the clutches of war. Archduke Ferdinand's assassination in a little-known town by a little-known and feeble-minded radical. Within a month, the mighty European armies had clashed in bitter conflict. For 3 years now, America let them battle amongst themselves, reaping the profits of death. For 3 years now, stalwarts like Mrs. Rankin, Mr. Norris, opposing war, had their way. America let Europe bleed. Even his most trusted of advisors, the distinguished Colonel House, could not mediate amongst the warring parties. But then, the Lusitania. 128 American lives lost from a dastardly attack deep within the abyss. The Kaiser promised no further attacks on unarmed passenger ships. Then, less than a year later, the Sussex, and more Americans were injured. Last month, the German U-boats sank 3 more merchant vessels. Then the outrage of the Zimmerman Note, and now unrestricted submarine warfare. No freedom on the seas. The Kaiser has broken every promise he has ever made. He worries. What has brought me to this point? Only a year ago, he ran on the campaign slogan, "He kept us out of war." Many of his opponents were ready for war then. Senator Lodge and former President Roosevelt clamored for war. He regarded their protests and acclamations as mere rhetoric, but now he feels as he is being pushed from behind. He feels that he is standing at the edge of a cliff, looking over into a deep chasm, and have no recourse but to jump. He feels that all the effort he has made to keep peace at any cost has failed. The world sees America as a weakling with no backbone. America, a dog tied up in a yard whose growl is ferocious but cannot bite because of a tight leash. A tight leash of isolationism. He wonders, what has brought me to this point? He notices his glasses fogging. The heat in the crowded Capitol causes him to bead sweat. Will he say the critical words? The words that will bring grief, pain, suffering, and despair to countless crying, fatherless children across America? When will it be too much? He pauses. He has command of the room, and he knows it. Has he come to that point? He remembers Europe's battlefields, the Somme, the Marne, Verdun, the lost youth of Europe, gagged by poison gas, mowed down by automatic machine guns, blown to bits by thousands of artillery shells. drowned in the watery graves of dreadnoughts in the ocean depths. Can we, the American people, keep the world safe for democracy? Does America have a special mission? Can America bring peace and safety to all nations? A swell of pride boils within him. He believes it is our duty. It is our responsibility. It is our privilege. What brought us to this point, to the point of war? He now knows. It is the Kaisers of the world, whom cannot be content with what land they have. It is the empires of the world who let petty jealousies control their actions. It is the unregulated monopolies made rich on war profits. It is the little countries acting irresponsibly and reckless. America has not sought this war. America will not be found guilty of abandoning the democracies of our world. America will not be found guilty of wallowing in comfort while our democratic allies waste away in war. It is they, the Kaiser, the Hun, the monarchies, the warmongers, the anarchists who have brought us to this point, and may God have mercy on their souls, for we shall not. Password 2.